The rest of the story. It was a warm, blue-skied August afternoon in the town of Arnhem. But in the deep, damp cellar, a 15-year-old pigtailed schoolgirl named Edda shivered and wept. The Nazis had occupied the Netherlands forever, it seemed, and yet this particular hiding place had been overlooked by both captives and captors until scrawny little Edda, pursued by German soldiers fleeing through the streets, had found it and sought refuge there. Trembling, she remembered all of the close calls, like the time the soldier stopped her, pointed his machine gun at her, and told her to take off her shoes. There was nothing in her shoes that day. Young Edda van Heemstra, however, was indeed a courier for the Dutch resistance, and she had concealed innumerable coded messages in her shoes, delivered them for the underground forces. Not all in her family had been as fortunate as she in avoiding disaster. A half-brother had been dragged off to a concentration camp. One of her favorite uncles had been arrested by the Gestapo and shot. A beloved cousin was similarly executed. The extreme shortage of food in Arnhem left Edda permanently hungry, and nonetheless she managed to muster the strength to dance and play the piano in the town conservatory in recitals which provided an excuse for public assembly, a cover for meetings of the underground. But now it seemed the girl's luck had run out. Only minutes before, Nazi soldiers, rounding up Dutch women to work in military kitchens, had detained Edda. They were marching her off to headquarters with a group of other captives. Suddenly, she broke free and fled around a corner and up an alley and down into the forgotten cellar of this abandoned building. And there, in the darkness, she huddled among the empty boxes. Through a small ceiling-height window, she could see the boots of her pursuers. And yet, even after they passed and the streets were silent once more, Edda was certain that her capture was only a matter of time. And so there, on the dusty, cold floor, she curled up and sank into deep despair. In her leather satchel, there were yet a few crusts of stale bread, some apple juice, and a small flask. She would keep those meager rations from the hungry rats and sustain herself as long as she could. But if the Nazis wanted her, they were going to have to find her. Well, the night passed, and then the day and another night. And then, so many days and nights that the sick and frightened girl lost track. What little food she had 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 long since been consumed. Now the cramping agony of starvation held her in its grasp. Finally, the pain in her stomach drove her to a desperate decision. She would wait until the next nightfall to try to make her way home. And she did. She had been missing. She had been hiding, starving in that cellar for 25 days. Almost an entire month. But somehow, she got back home to her mother, and mercifully, a short time later, the town, Arnhem, was liberated. You know the young lady I'm talking about. Oh, yes, you do. You have seen Edda van Heemstra many, many times, and you will again. But the next time you see her, other pictures will come to your mind. Pictures of a skinny girl in pigtails staring down the muzzle of a Nazi machine gun. Pictures of a child carrying coded messages in her shoes and performing music while the resistance plotted sabotage, and then starving in a lonely cellar as the Gestapo thundered through the streets of her hometown of Arnhem. And then you will say to yourself that until right now, you never really knew Audrey Hepburn. But now you know the rest of the story.